This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that one exceptional American that I'm talking about? And I think you are because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard, and you know, it's another 24/7, 365 news cycle. Never ending. Kind of like the California legislature, 24/7, 365 legislation going on all the time. We're going to be talking about that. Some of the legislative moves that are taking place in California. And also, well, what about our own government? Shutdown day three. Here we are, and the Democrats. This is all a ploy. You have to understand the orchestration that's going on. We're going to talk about that. There's quite an orchestration that is going on between, well, the coast to coast. From California to D.C. It's a symbiotic relationship. Yeah, it's commonly referred to as Democrats, but we refer to them as the globalists that are taking off here. Anyway, their backs are against the wall, I guess you can say. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about what is really, truly going on with the whole budget scenario. We're also going to be talking about what is going on with Mueller. Yeah, and that FBI investigation into the Trump dossier business. And boy, is that exploding. Is that really, really exploding right now? All over the Democrats. You know, it's kind of, this has been one of the most, the craftiest flipping the script, turning the tables, turning the tide, if you will, I've ever seen in my life. You know, they call it flipping the script, and, you know, in the hood, so to speak. There's some other ways to say that. But, you know, in other words, turning the tables, right? So you're on one side of the table, and then all of a sudden the issue comes up, and you can switch that issue to the other side. That's exactly what has been going on here with the Mueller, Russia investigation. And, of course, that all-important memo. You know, it's kind of interesting. Some of the parts of the memo are starting to show up on the internet. Don't you hate it when that happens? I know there's some Facebook stuff going on out there. I was given the information a little bit earlier this morning. Oh, yes, and bright and early for all of you. Nice out here in California, 6 a.m. On the East Coast, of course, 9 a.m. You've already had a few cups of coffee. So have I. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm up with you at 6 on the East Coast. I'm just sort of floating around until I have my first cup of Agenda 21 brew. I've had several, so I'm ready to go. Also, the situation that has developed with Javier Becerra and what is going on in California. And it's kind of interesting for those of you that have not heard the word, but New California State Movement declared its independence from the state of California, or at least its intention. That's what this is all about. When you declare your declaration of independence, it's nothing more than just your intent, that you want to, you're intending, you put the state on notice, and that happened in Marysville, California. How important is that? Marysville, California. Boy, there's a real history there. Donner Party and all that good stuff in Marysville, California. Rich, rich, rich history there. And so that was why it was selected to be the place, if you will, to make the announcement for the very first Declaration of Independence, I think since 1861. Please, listen, I know the audience will correct me, and it's kind of a whole new world now, but that happened on Martin Luther King's birthday last Monday. So a week ago today, now what has happened is there's been an absolute explosion about New California. And since then, I think we've got the very, very thin-skinned Javier Becerra and others that are sort of wondering, hey, we can't have this independence business, this constitutional movement business. And it's, you know, we're not constitutionalists. All we're doing is following the Constitution. That's all. That does not make you a so-called, you know, these constitutionalists that Janet Napolitano said were terrorists out there. No, we're just simple people making, you know, hey, this is how it's supposed to be done. We're following the Constitution. We got some attorneys that, yeah, this is what you need to do. This is how you do it. So it's kind of interesting. The first time in, I don't know, memory, a long time in anybody's life, I think, here in California, that anybody's ever attempted to split the state this way. Seems to have worked every single time it's been tried before. So why not roll the dice on this attempt, right? Article 4, Section 3, look it up, provides for a state split. This is not secession, by the way, made very, very clear by everybody associated with the New California State Movement. And we're going to be talking quite a bit more about that. But I want to bring this up because I think it's really kind of now put everybody into the so-called fray, so to speak, about what is going on nationally in California. And I think there's been some reaction from the Brown administration to the New California State Movement. I really do. I have some hunches about that. And so I went and talked to some of my best advisors about this. And they said, yes, and heck yes, this is what's happened. So this New California State Movement has had now some political ramifications, I believe. I don't think that then as we get into the stories about what Javier Becerra has done and everything, and what Jerry Brown has not done, which is, of course, be honest and upfront. Don't get me going on that. Stealing money. I mean, just it's almost like embezzlement. Anyway, and of course, California to register illegal aliens to vote as soon as they automatically get a driver's license. Isn't that amazing? So you see, it goes to my theory that they're calling illegal aliens citizens and everybody else needs to leave and get out of California. It's displacement theory that I've got. Displacement theory that the attempt of the California government at every turn is to try and displace as many gringos, if you will. I was called a gringo the other day. I said, really? I mean, this guy was kind of agitated with me on the phone. It had something to do with New California, which, by the way, has been overwhelmingly positive. Call me a gringo. Okay, I'm a gringo, I guess. Anyway, so we're getting into that sort of thing going on. Anyway, so this whole thing with the shutdown, I'm going to shift gears here because we're going to get into this in the second block as well. But the whole thing with the shutdown that has been going on, everybody is not happy, I guess you would say. On Drudge, it is everywhere about the shutdown. This dysfunctional D.C. shutdown day 3. Budget breakdown continues. State of the Union in dark. Funding runs out. As feds collect record taxes, Trump blasts Dems, urges nuclear option. China mocks American system. McConnell, immigration, border security next month. Wall prototypes sit in desert as crossing surge to Obama levels. That's something else going on here. But let's get back into this dysfunctional shutdown day three. And we'll finish it up in the next side. This is coming from AP. Shutdown extends into work week as Senate talks continue. I don't think much is going to be yielded from the Senate talks. This is my opinion. And I'll sort of paraphrase this story. It says the government shutdown is set to sow more disruption and political peril Monday after the Senate inched closer but ultimately fell short of an agreement that would have reopened federal agencies before the beginning of the work week. Now, so let's. I think, and I said this just a minute ago, I think there's some sort of symbiosis, if you will, between what is going on in Washington and what is going on in California. Because there came two blistering, I guess you would say, in your face, we're going to ignore federal law moments. One of them coming from Javier Becerra, and then the other one coming from the fact that they're going to now introduce legislation which is going to punish and claw into federal tax returns in corporations. California. This is something that we're going to talk about in one of the segments. And then Javier Becerra comes up, and of course then that's tied into the fact that they're going to automatically enroll illegal aliens as voters when they get a driver's license, because they're allowed to do that, right? But the most egregious thing came out of what Javier Becerra was saying was that they were going to punish employers who work with ICE, clearly against federal law. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also visit newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of play with newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, they're going to be putting out the grievance number one. Grievance number one will be issued tomorrow at 11 o'clock Pacific time. You know, stay tuned, because we will be giving you the locations and how you can watch it and all that good stuff. So, the government shutdown, does it have something to do with California and the ongoing things going on out there in California? You have Javier Becerra threatening employers that if they cooperate with ICE, there's going to be penalties and sanctions against them, maybe even jail. So you have the Attorney General, who's absolutely in opposition to what? He's in opposition to the federal government. Next, you have them wanting to claw back and getting into the federal tax returns of corporations, claiming money, if they were going to get any kind of federal return, that they would claim it for California. That law is coming up. We're going to discuss that a little bit more, I think, in the second hour if we get to that. The other thing that just came out is that they authorized, and this is kind of interesting, a bill that would allow illegal aliens to become voters automatically when they sign up for a driver's license. Gee, isn't that kind of a nice little detail, right? Do you think that might be something we all need to be concerned about? Yeah, so, I mean, this whole issue, the whole notion about what they're doing here in California with all this information and about all this stuff is just kind of bizarro, isn't it? Isn't it? So, anyway, the first part of what they're doing out here, calling the Trump administration's tax reform plan a middle-class tax increase, two California lawmakers introduced a bill that would force large companies to fork over half of their expected savings to the state. Assemblyman Kevin McCarthy and Phil Ting, both Democrats, of course, they're both communists, basically, introduced Assembly Constitutional Amendment 22, which calls for a 10% surcharge on companies with a net earnings of over $1 million, and the plan could potentially raise billions for the state's social services programs. And, of course, social services programs is codename for illegal aliens. It's unconscionable to force working families to pay the price for tax breaks and loopholes benefiting corporations and wealthy individuals, Ting said in a statement. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, this bill would help blunt the impact of the federal tax plan on everyday Californians by protecting funding for education affordable. Of course, that's the whole education funding form is a complete scam in California. So the paper reported that the two lawmakers face an uphill battle because Democrats in the state have lost their supermajority in the legislature. That's just in the Senate. The Trump administration's tax bill cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%, and the administration contends that the lessened tax burden will stimulate the economy and help the U.S. stay competitive on a global basis. But Phil Ting said this, and he's a total communist, by the way, from San Francisco. In contrast to this tumultuous government model championed by Washington these days. Now, this is the salient comment that I'm trying to draw into perspective about what's going on in D.C. today. In contrast to the tumultuous governance model championed by Washington these days. As if we don't have a tumultuous governance model in California, right? Excuse me, it's Agenda 21 Coffee Brew Time. I'm sorry, I gotta do it.
All right. Sharing it. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be slurping and everything, but man's got to do what a man's got to do. Okay, so I'm going to read this comment to you again. This is salient. In contrast to the tumultuous governance model championed by Washington. Let's change that around. In contrast to the tumultuous governance model championed by California. See, I am grateful to hail. This is the language that follows his comment. I am grateful to hail from a state that has prioritized fiscal responsibility and progressive investments. Okay. I mean, see, this is the absurdity of the absurd. It says about 2 million workers have received a bonus after the bill's passage. Congressional Democrats said the bill was rushed through and benefits the top 1% of earners. And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has diminished the corporate bonuses as mere crumbs. An editorial last week in the Sacramento Bee called the McCarthy-Ting proposal dumb. California's tax system should be updated to match the 21st century economy, the editorial said. The high sales tax rate, which hits low-income people hardest, ought to be lowered, and certain services used by wealthier people and corporations ought to be subjected to taxes. Prop 13, the property tax cutting measure approved by voters 40 years ago, should be revisited. The editorial pointed out that the state will maintain a $13.5 billion reserve this year, but that's bills that blindly seek to soak big businesses and the rich at a time of budget surpluses solve nothing. There is no budget surplus in California. That's complete bunk. And the SACB should be embarrassed by that. It's only in pencil paper how that works. There's so that California is so awash in debt right now, and everybody knows it. So this is just some of the suggestiveness, though, that I'm saying that they're trying to make right now because they're being lawless. And I think they're trying to make their case in some way. And I think that we're talking about Javier Becerra because clearly this law, I think, is so outrageous. And then you tie that in with the information that's coming out about the voters. And you tie this in about the illegals being given the right to vote. Right. They're being registered to vote. Because, see, I told you, Jerry Brown considers illegals citizens, and citizens of California that are American citizens are not citizens of California. It's replacement theory, if you will, being put into play. He's replacing one population of people, citizens of California, citizens of the United States, with another population, illegal aliens from Mexico and Central and South America. That's what he's doing. Okay, and he's doing it through the government that he runs, that is run amok, that has created a tyranny. Certainly created a tyranny for the citizens, and is certainly not following the tenets of the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, in which he has to guarantee a Republican form of government, and he can't do it because he's deliberately going against it. He wants to guarantee a... So what I'm saying is this, the case that they're making is because the model of federal government is so dysfunctional. It's tumultuous. It's dysfunctional. As, of course, what said, I think it was on Breitbart, one of the headlines on Breitbart said, it is so dysfunctional. No, it was on Drudge. It said, dysfunctional D.C. shutdown day three. They're playing on that theme that they're so dysfunctional, and it's so bogus, the federal government, that we have to have our own, and we're so much better in California, which is completely false, of course. Talk about dysfunctional. Way more so than, of course, the federal government, believe it or not. Has it been dysfunctional under Obama? Big time. But what about now with Trump in charge? So it's getting better, obviously. And certainly everybody feels a lot safer with the Constitution behind us in California. But that is what Jerry Brown is trying to destroy. So I'm saying they're viewing in California, they're viewing the dysfunctional and dysfunctionality of what they perceive of dysfunctionality of the shutdown being sponsored by the Democrats as fuel to say we need to separate from America. I'm telling you, they're secessionists and they want to leave the nation. That's why Javier Becerra has been breaking federal law. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we kind of have a long segment here of Tucker Carlson, and I'll cut it off at a certain point. But you must hear this, because the article that we have up on Agenda 21 Radio is that what we have is a situation where we have the integrity of the union. Okay, I'm going to talk about this in terms of who we are as a country and our union, and how they're trying to destroy the union by taking California out of the union. And this is one of the techniques. This is one of the techniques he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about Javier Becerra, who is the Attorney General of California. This is what Javier Becerra is going to do. He is going to prosecute employers who violate sanctuary state laws, which are illegal and unconstitutional. So this, of course, has been the big row that's been going on. But he has come out and said he's going to prosecute employers who cooperated with ICE, in other words, with federal law, which is a big, big conflict.
Immigration authorities reportedly are planning a crackdown in California, which has more illegal aliens than any other state. In response to that, Becerra held a press conference in which he threatened Californians with prosecution and heavy fines if they dare to collaborate with their government in any way to help enforce this country's borders. We want to repeat that and let it sink in for a second. The country's biggest state is punishing its citizens for following federal law. Well, that's not just craven politics. It's a threat to the basic integrity of the United States. How basic? Well, there's a famous Supreme Court decision called McCulloch versus Maryland. In that case, the court held that because the federal government is supreme to the states, it is unconstitutional for the states to sabotage valid actions of the federal government. That case was decided in 1819. It's been settled law for almost 200 years. A lot of the things we take for granted rest on that case. It's easily one of the most important Supreme Court decisions in our history. If you ignore it, the U.S. immediately falls apart. That's not an overstatement. Think about it. If you followed Becerra's lead, and any state could simply nullify any federal law it didn't like, what would happen? And that means not just immigration laws, by the way. That means tax laws. That means interstate commerce, foreign trade, abortion, narcotics, human trafficking, guns, you name it. Think of a law. What would happen? Well, the country would immediately descend into ungovernable chaos. Keep in mind, and this would be relevant, every state also maintains its own heavily armed National Guard. Disaster. And it's not a theoretical disaster, by the way. It actually happened to us once. Liberals used to worry about things like this. You remember the media hyperventilating pretty recently because Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy tried to defy federal land use law out west. You saw them cheer as an obscure county clerk in Kentucky called Kim Davis went to jail for refusing to grant gay marriage licenses a couple of years ago. Those cases were nothing compared to this in scale or significance. The chief law enforcement officer of the country's largest state has essentially declared independence from the rest of America, and he's ordered his citizens to secede with him. We fought a civil war over this very question 150 years ago. Democrats lost, by the way. Keep in mind that California is challenging the integrity of the union not in order to help its citizens, but on behalf of a foreign population that has no right to be here in the first place. We've had a lot of people on this program lately to talk about DACA and illegal immigration. Well, we've asked every one of them the same question, which is the only question that actually matters. How does any of this help American citizens? Every night we ask that question, so far we've not yet received a single coherent answer, not one. Do you think that you have an obligation to represent American citizens first above people who are here illegally?
I represent my citizens very well, thank you, Tucker. Everyone that comes through that door.
Okay, so you weren't willing to answer that question.
So
let's try a second one. How about in each specific case we say, if you're an immigrant here, really simple, prove that you're producing more than you consume. Would you be for applying that standard?
I'm for the American people. I'm for Republicans, Democrats coming together.
Oh, you're not for that standard. Every parent in America worries about the cost. Now taxpayers in New Jersey will be subsidizing the cost for illegal aliens. Why does that help them? Why does that help citizens of New Jersey?
Didn't you say, as you said, you should throw them all out? I mean, could you really be suggesting that we're going to take 500,000 people in our state and deport them? Could you be suggesting that we take 11 million people?
You're not going to answer my question because you don't have an answer. They don't have an answer because they don't care what the answer is, because helping Americans is not the point. Illegal immigration makes them feel like good people. It makes their donors much richer. And of course, and this is the core point, it ensures their reelection forever and ever. Now it's destroying the country we grew up in, but whatever. All they see is upside. Rebecca Kaplan is an Oakland City Councilwoman. She joins us tonight. Rebecca, thanks for coming on. So here you have the Attorney General of the State of California threatening to prosecute citizens for obeying federal law. Doesn't that sound like something that happens in Mexico, not the United States?
Well, I think your point about the importance of protecting our citizens and our community is really well taken. And the reason I introduced the resolution that the Oakland City Council passed to have our police not work on immigration raids is because we have problems of real crime in our community. And diverting our scarce police resources away from fighting violence, away from fighting serious crime, in order to participate in immigration raids, undermines the safety of the community.
But that is, I think we're talking past each other, though, with respect. So what the new news here is that your Attorney General, Javier Becerra, has said he will prosecute Californians, employers, who follow federal law. And I'm asking, whatever you think about immigration, illegal or otherwise, that's the beginning of chaos. Can you see that?
Well, depending on how it's used, it could be. However, we've heard some serious cases of employers hiring undocumented immigrants and then refusing to pay them and then threatening to call ICE if they complain about not getting
paid.
But that's not using ICE as a tool to break their law.
Well, that's one of the reasons, and I think that's a real concern, actually. We agree on that. That's one of the reasons I'm against illegal immigration is because it exploits workers of all kinds. And that's kind of the point, and I'm sure that's why your donors are for it, because they benefit. But that's not what the attorney general of your state said. He said, if you follow immigration law, federal immigration law, we will prosecute you. And I don't think you have to be crazy to imagine how other states might decide, well, okay, we're going to prosecute our citizens for following federal tax law or abortion law or interstate commerce statutes. Do you see why this could result pretty quickly in, like, I don't know, a civil war?
Well, I certainly respect your concern that that could be abused. What I'm saying is we haven't seen yet any cases brought. There could be cases where it is justified. What we passed in Oakland is not an obligation on private citizens or private companies. It's a direction to our own taxpayer-funded law enforcement.
Right. I get it.
We want them focused on protecting
and I've
the
had
safety
that
of the public and not
immigration.
And I've
had that debate a million times. And we could have it now, but this just seems much bigger to me. And it is your state, and he's a fellow Democrat, and he's someone with his eyes on the White House. He's nationally prominent. He's certainly well-known. And it just seems like he stepped over a line where he's not really behaving as attorney generals typically do. He's declaring independence from the rest of the country. Doesn't that worry you?
Well, certainly I worry when law enforcement steps over the line, and that's why we in Oakland were so concerned when ICE agents came in, tore apart a family in West Oakland, sent a young man for deportation who was not accused of any crime, and caused great harm to our community.
Okay, but you may not like the way victims and witnesses of crime are afraid to come forward.
It hurts everyone.
I agree to this extent. There are lots of federal laws that I don't like. I don't like to see them enforced because I don't like them. However, I don't challenge the legitimacy of the law, of federal law enforcement, of the Congress of the United States, because that would result in civil war and anarchy. And that's exactly what your attorney general just did. And so I'm giving you an opportunity right now to say to him, don't do this. Don't secede from the rest of the United States, from the country, and do this. It's a crazy thing to do. Do you not agree?
Well, I think there's very much concern in our community.
Well, you know, you can see how this is all going from the Rebecca Kaplan from the Oakland City Council. Quite a sight to see. Anyway, so we declared independence on Monday, New California, and by Thursday, Javier Becerra declares independence from the country. I wonder what that's all about. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. For all of your listening needs and information that you might want to be able to get on board with relative to all the things that are going on relative to New California. And, of course, New California has been kind of rocking and rolling. We're talking about Javier Becerra. And we're going to get a comment here. I pulled up a video because I wanted to see this. This was late in the afternoon on Thursday, the 18th, and we first reported this on Friday. And then, of course, the shakeout has been starting to sweep across certain circles, and certainly here on Agenda 21 Radio, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com is the website for New California, because of the notion of now we have Javier Becerra, who's entered the fray. And we're going to get into this a little bit. Here you go. Let's see what he has to say about this. He's going to arrest, prosecute employers who help immigration sweeps. In other words, defy federal law.
Of what anyone may hear with regard to rumors, I think, if nothing else, I hope the people of the state, whether you are a resident, an employee, an employer, a public official, or the federal government, that you understand what our state laws are. And our state laws essentially say that we want to protect people's rights to privacy, and we want to protect their ability to go about their business, going to work, feeding their kids. But I think it's important, given these rumors that are out there, to let people know, and more specifically today, employers know, that if they voluntarily start giving up information about their employees or access to their employees in ways that contradict our new California laws, they subject themselves to actions by my office or local prosecutors in enforcing AB 450.
Okay, there you go. AB 450, of course, was the law that was signed into effect by Jerry Brown. And there's a whole bunch of other things. It's just, they're just going crazy passing laws right now. and Jerry Brown signing them. So the monoparty system's in play, so to speak. So that was the warning that you heard right there. And that was it. That was what Tucker Carlson, that is the red line that he crossed. That is the red line into secession. And he wants to, basically, he's saying, we're just free of the United States of America. That's what he's saying. He's declaring it. And it's a little bit different if you have, you know, a certain, this happened, I think, you go back to the George Wallace business. You know, they didn't want to go through school integration, and they were defying federal law, and they brought in the troops to make it happen. Now, this is critically important. This is critically important to the stability of our nation, what is going on here. And I find it very, very interesting. And he comes up with this kind of thing, which basically is a step towards secession following. It's a declaration, as Tucker Carlson says, of independence, which I would concur with Tucker. It is a declaration of independence of sorts for California, saying we're not going to follow federal law. Goodbye. And, of course, you haven't heard anything from the governor, have you? Jerry Brown hasn't said anything. He hasn't said boo. He hasn't said anything. Of course, he never does, right? When the dam was about to kill a million Californians, did Jerry Brown say anything? No, he was hiding deep within the bowels and recesses of the state government, probably underneath his desk with the in the damp mildew with all the rest of the cockroaches down there. He's probably doing the same thing here. Actually, I think he's standing on top of a desk applauding Javier Becerra. That's just my opinion with the way the trend is going. So this is very serious, guys. I mean, this is a very, very serious situation. You heard it right here from Javier Becerra's mouth. Now, the question is, what are we all going to do about it? And what's the federal government going to do about it once they start to defy law? And I think that they're going to wait for a threshold. And what they're going to do is they're going to have a situation where they're going to do this. They're actually going to break the law and, hire someone, Now, one of the things that comes out of the Sacramento Bee related stories, mafia tactics from a California general on immigration raids should be ignored, GOP candidate says. Now, I wonder who that could possibly be who said that, which is what this is. It's mafioso, of course. GOP candidate, and that happens to be, let's see who this is. Oh, Travis Allen. Oh, I'm shocked to see someone standing up such as Travis Allen. Travis Allen, assemblyman from Huntington Beach, California, said Attorney General Javier Becerra's warnings of prosecution and fines for voluntarily cooperating with the U.S. government were so egregious that federal officials should consider bringing charges of their own against a Democratic official. Gee, I love it when a plan comes together. It says, to have the Attorney General of California use California businesses as pawns in his ongoing war with the White House is not just wrong, it's illegal, Allen said in a Friday interview. This is a textbook criminal obstruction of justice, and he should be prosecuted by the U.S. Department of Justice. Isn't it nice to see someone in California standing up? Now, that doesn't surprise me with Travis Allen. Travis Allen is clearly the strongest in the Republican camp for running for governor, because they have a governorship coming up here in the end of the year, at the end of, 2000 in November. So Travis Allen, being the strongest of the candidates, would say something like that. He's telling the truth. He's stepping up. He's representing Californians. I have a feeling, though, the party system in California is going to not get him in to do a runoff with Gavin Newsom. But that's just me. That's just me. So the union is at stake here. This is my point. The entire union, all 50 states, is at risk here. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, wow. Big news. I mean, this is just like a huge story here that's going on. The potential breakup of the United States of America, the Union, if in fact he is permitted to do these things. And I have a feeling that that's not going to be the case, that he's going to be able to do that. So anyway, that is something that's very, very important to understand. I don't think the federal government will ever tolerate that. That's just not going to happen. And he's going to find himself, and again, he's been acting illegal. Remember that Javier Becerra is very much implicated in the Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Where is Debbie Wasserman Schultz? You haven't heard much from her, have you? She's very much implicated in this whole thing with the IT gate, as we can call it, because remember, Debbie Wasserman Schultz had her computer stolen, and of course, all that content that was found on there, and the IT guys that were the Pakistanis who were basically committing espionage, they were hired originally by who? Javier Becerra, 2004. And by the way, the DC police have questions still to this day for Javier Becerra, because you see, Javier and his computer, well, they found that his there was something really odd with his hard drive. It had, I guess, been bleach bit. And they want to know what was on it. Since absolutely all the information that those boys were gathering were going right to Javier Becerra's computer. Anyway, Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.